This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Dr. Pompa. Hey, Dan, were you ever a pothead?
No.
Never?
No.
Did you ever smoke pot?
Yeah, my kids even know this, you know, and I told them it was a really bad experience.
So you did it once?
No, I did it.
Do you feel like you're on trial right now?
No, I did it a few times, and each time I realized that this is the worst thing for me, you know, and I really didn't go well.
You know, it's interesting because I guess the age of, I don't know, 16, you know, my friends started smoking pot, and I smoked pot, and I had one really fun experience and then a really negative one, and I just never wanted to do it again. But yeah, what really bothered me was there came a point where, like, when we were going to a concert, I mean a group of us, they needed to get the pot. It was like they couldn't go to the concert. You know, where are we going to get the pot? And it became a necessity, and that's what really turned me off from it. I just felt like, why is this so important? Why can't you guys just enjoy the concert, you know?
Yeah.
Go to a good show. But it's really funny how now here we are so many years later, and cannabis is in the news for very different reasons. And I look at, you know, the guys they used to buy pot from, and these were the drug dealers. Today, you know, there's legal drug dealers really selling cannabis and cannabis oil and hemp and all of these, you know, derivatives of what people were smoking in those days. And I want to talk about that today. I want to know, is it legit? Is it just for glaucoma? Do people really have back problems and that's why they get their medical marijuana card? I mean, you know, I'd like to clear it up because there's just a lot of confusion. And, you know, it's political. Should we legalize it? But right, I know there's some real medicinal benefit to it. So I do want to talk about that, but not yet, okay? So I'm kind of giving you the heads up. We're going to go there. All right?
Got it.
Now we're going to do a complete turn, not quite a 180, maybe a 90, because this has nothing to do with it. But it's just these are things that have been on my mind. Multi-level marketing, the direct marketing, the tiered marketing. You're familiar with this intimately, right?
I am. Boy, you're all over the place today. This is exciting.
There's two separate things here, really, and they have nothing to do with each other. So this is sort of a show in two parts.
All right.
But I'll tell you why this is of interest to me. Because I know that you are a part of some organizations that sell through direct marketing. There was a time that I literally had a target on me that everybody, because I had a radio show and I was doing seminars and I had access to a lot of people, everybody would come out of the woodwork trying to get me signed up for Amway or Herbalife or New Skin or whatever these different companies were. And I actually, at a certain point, if we have time, I'll tell the story of what that point was. But at a certain point, I said, you know, I'm going to have my attorney look into this because it kind of skeeves me out. It just makes me, like, uncomfortable. But I don't know. Maybe it's legit. I mean, I see guys making a lot of money. I was a personal trainer. I had affluent clients, and they were making a lot of money in this. So I had my attorney look at it, and he found out at that time that 12% of the people who invested in a kit in this one particular company, 12% of the people got back the money they invested in the kit.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
No. So that means 88% never got back the money they invested in the kit, right? So it just doesn't sound to me like a good business.
No.
But they've always played off of this idea of it's just people helping people. I mean, it's just taking out the middleman. It's just taking out the retailer. It's just sharing with your friends. So conceptually, it sounded good.
Right.
But after that, I just reached the point that I just said, never, ever, ever will I get involved in a direct marketing company. Never, ever, ever. You know, and people come up to me and I'd give them the hand. And sometimes I would, like, take their samples and throw them in my trunk. And once a month, I'd clean out my trunk of all the samples. And you know who changed my thinking on it? Do you know?
I don't know.
After many, many, many years.
Jordan Rubin.
So this is why I bring this up. I think Jordan Rubin has sold legitimate products through multi-level networks, right?
Yeah, he has.
There are some other products that you endorse, that you recommend, that some of the doctors who you teach sell.
Use, uh-huh, yeah.
That are part of a direct marketing network, right?
Yeah, we like the product. It's the only way to get it. So, okay, all right.
So Herbalife just had to pay $200 million to settle FTC charges. Now, I want you to get this. The fact that they had to pay $200 million, it's not like they went out of business. You understand? They're still operational.
Yeah. Well.
Right? They paid $200 million, which I guess is sort of like a cost of doing business at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this leads to, how does the consumer discern between what is real and what is not? Between what is going to help and what is going to hurt? Because we have things that there's people are just polar opposites. I would have been the guy who said, if it's MLM, it's garbage. I would have been the guy until Jordan Rubin changed my mind. Mm-hmm. There are people who go, there's no way pot can be good for you. There's no way marijuana can be good for you. So I just think people are so stuck. And I see it even in the political campaign right now. Is you sit in the middle and you go, did you hear what Trump just said? You know, oh, man, I couldn't vote for him. And then you hear about something Hillary did. You know, I could never vote. And you're just sort of sitting in the middle, and I think many people are paralyzed. So are there multi-level marketing-based products that you feel are efficacious, and are you comfortable naming one or two?
Yeah, I am.
And I'm going to tell you why I'm asking you this, because if people hear that Herbalife just got fined $200 million, the conclusion is all of these companies are ripoffs, right?
Right.
They got fined $200 million primarily in broken down plain language rather than the legal language because they promised people a dream. They promised people financial freedom, and the great majority of these people never got financial freedom.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the network marketing arena has come a long way from where they used to be. You know, however, for my marketplace, it's not a great thing. You know, the doctors that we coach and really have developed a lot of product for, they don't like it because they're practitioners or doctors, and they don't want to be looked at as trying to get people involved in a network marketing. And by the way, many of those people who don't get their money back, I mean, even let's say it was 50%, right, did, right? It sounds better. But the other 50% will say, well, gosh, Dr. Joe, you know, left me, you know, got me involved in this thing, and then there's bad relations. So it never works out. However, with that said, there are some products that the only way you can get them is through network marketing, and they're really good products, right? I mean, in one, you said what I mind is ASEA. It's a redox molecule that honestly, I doubt it would have ever sold if it wasn't for network marketing because it tastes like pool water, and it's all you read on the ingredients is sodium chloride, and you think, well, why would I take that? Yeah, I mean, there's certain products that I think it works well, that type of distribution. And then Beyond Organic was the Jordan Rubin products you said. I mean, these are amazing products that, again, would have never competed in a regular grocery store because they were so different. Therefore, the message had to be told person to person. So there's a couple, and there's why I think network marketing did well for them.
So let's go to ASEA first. So what is the message that people aren't receiving? In other words, why can't this be sold just in the health food store? Why does it need that level of explanation? And I don't want this to be a pitch. It shouldn't be received.
Yeah. We're not pitching a product here, but I know where you're headed. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
we'll
talk
be back to answer
back.
That question right after some very, very important messages. Don't go away.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, welcome back. All right, so Dr. Papa, let's get going forward, because right before the break I asked you a question, and I said we were talking about multi-level marketing, network marketing, and you mentioned a product called ASEA, and you said, oh, I really couldn't sell in the mainstream. Mm-hmm. And I asked you, what is the message that people can't get? Why can't they hear that message? What is it?
Well, I mean, if I asked anybody listening, except a small few, what redox molecules are, shoulders would shrug, no one would know. But yet, this is new science in the last 10 years that really is incredible, showing cell-to-cell communication and how these little molecules are needed for cell-to-cell communication, hormone-to-cell communication, even bacteria-to-cell. So really new technology. We used to think that just more antioxidants, the better. And we realized that, of course, that's not true. You can over-antioxidant, and these redox molecules bring balance, you know, to this oxidation and reduction that antioxidants do. So, however, I just communicated that to you in, you know, 10 seconds. And now you go, oh, okay, that sounds cool. That's what network marketing can do, right? But if I gave you a bottle of this stuff that tasted like pool water and you read the ingredients and saw sodium chloride, you would say, why would I buy this? And if I even gave you a little bit to read, you wouldn't understand it. And, you know, so much for that. You wouldn't sell it. And it's a product that you need to be educated on because you can take too much and it can cause detox reactions. It works that well. Or you could undertake it and go, ah, this didn't do anything for me. So many reasons why you need someone going, no, you know, you have to take more. Or, oh, gosh, you just took too much. Or, yeah, I know it's sodium chloride. However, it's these redox molecules. So there you go, Phil. I mean, there's just that little bit of an explanation of why that would never have sold from a store shelf for three different reasons I just gave you.
Okay, so now here is the, I'm going to say risk. The risk is somebody like you who is truly an expert, understands the product, and mm-hmm. had no interest, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say, no interest in the financial aspect of it. I mean, if you make money from it, great. But really, you're a science guy and a healer, and that's why you're interested, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the risk becomes when people hear that Dr. Pop is selling a supplement and you can make money with it, then you get, you know, false profits. Then you get the people who go, it's great. It cures you. You know, I know this guy, he had cancer. He doesn't have cancer anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's where it really starts to take on a life that is destructive, right?
Right, absolutely.
So I think that it's not multi-level marketing that's bad. It's just that the system itself leaves room for misinformation. And I think mm-hmm. if somebody's presenting you with a multi-level opportunity, mm-hmm. that's different than presenting you with science. The less efficacious products that are sold through MLM, because they can generate false profits, and you know what I mean by that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is make up a brochure with big words. Right? So they can go, mm-hmm. well, this is cross-flow, ion exchange, microfiltration. Put in a lot of big words. So now the people who are selling it learn the marketing language.
Mm-hmm.
And really they're selling soy protein, you know, disguised as some super formula.
Right.
So I want people to be discerning, but I also want them to recognize it's not the distribution form that's good or bad.
Right.
It's not whether it's sold in a retail store that's good or bad. It's not even whether you get it in a doctor's office that's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's the legitimate science.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why people need access to you. This is why we do the radio show. This is why there needs to be a resource for people to learn truth, not to get swept up. When you look at the fact that a company as large as Herbalife, big enough to pay $200 million and still operate, when you look at the fact that this company has so many people out there selling the product, I will say nothing about the products because the fact is I don't know. What I do know is the problem is people were selling it as get rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were selling it as make $1 million, quit your job, love your life, go on vacation. Do some people do that? Sure. But the majority? No. I would say very, very few.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the product, because you understand the science behind the product, then by all means get the product. Let's go to Beyond Organic. Jordan mm-hmm. Rubin, who most of our listeners probably know or know of, started an organic farm where he raised livestock, right, and a dairy farm.
Mm-hmm.
And the lengths that he went, I don't want to do a whole show about him, but the lengths that he went were extraordinary, and it's really mm-hmm. bizarre that you have to go to those lengths to do what God gave us to begin with, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
But I remember when he first spoke to me, and he said, no, Phil, I want you to be, there was a term, one of our founders, right? That's what you were, and you want to be mm-hmm. one of our founders. And we were talking, and then he goes, yeah, it's direct marketing. And I hung up the phone. I said, I can't believe, like, he wrote me in to this conversation. And he's hitting me. But then we spoke, and then I think you spoke with us and helped me understand he couldn't sell it on the shelves. Why?
Right.
Because his meat was truly grass-fed, grass-finished, and the consumer doesn't know what that means. So any meat company can feed the cows when they're born grass, put grass-fed on the label, have far less cost in getting it to market, there's no way that he'd be able to compete. So the only way right. he was able to do it is through this direct marketing. So again, the message I want here is don't run away from it because it's direct marketing, but also don't get sucked in because somebody who has no expertise in nutrition, no expertise in science, is telling you that you're going to make $1 million. There are very good products out there, and there are many, many different resources for getting these products. I just think you have to be careful. I wanted to share one more thing just because it caught my attention. There were these guys in Miami. I don't need to mention their name, but I think they were on like Dateline or 60 Minutes. I mean, these are major scammers. And what they do is, what they did was they bought nursing homes. And you have people in the nursing homes who don't have people to report to. And many of them are kind of in a dementia state. Nobody's going to listen to them anyway. And they completely abused their Medicare. And they made billions and billions and billions of dollars getting the medical procedures they didn't need, bringing in unqualified staff. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But the fact is, there are those bad people out there. Yeah. There are these bad people. And this is why, again, I say it is so important for people to have access, to have a resource for basic, understandable truth. And Dr. Papa, this is what I hope we provide for people.
Yeah, exactly.
We've spoken in the past about how people get emotionally shut down because they try things and try things and try things. And these are just a couple of examples of how there are people who will happily take your money without getting you well. There are people who will happily take your money and sell you stuff that will have no value. There are people who will happily take your money and sell you stuff that may hurt you. So that doesn't mean you curl up in the corner. It means you've got to find a resource. So for anybody listening, if you have friends that need to know about the show, tell them. If there are people who need to access Dr. Papa that don't know he exists yet, tell them. Because this is what I'm telling you. This is one of several, but one resource for basic understandable truth. Okay, let's talk about pot. What's the big deal about cannabis all of a sudden?
You're asking me that question?
I'm asking you, yeah.
You're asking me. Look, I mean, there's nothing new under the sun here, right? I mean, we know that people have smoked pot for different conditions for a long time. Does it work for certain things? Yes. There's reasons why. Now, there's also some dangers. You'll have to stay tuned for the next segment, and we'll talk more about that.
After this, we'll be right back on Health Seekers Radio.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hey, we're here for the second half of Health Secrets Radio. If you missed the first half, I think of how to summarize it. There are lots of products. There are lots of resources for products. And there are lots of opportunities for people to take advantage of you. And I think the greatest challenge is sorting through and finding where is there really a true resource. And I'm just telling you, knowing Dr. Papa, he's my guy. I mean, he's the resource. He's the go-to. You know, when somebody comes to me with, here's something great, I have maybe, I can count on one hand the people that I would ask about it, and Dr. Pomp is the closest to me. He's the one that I say, what is the story with this? So I've heard a lot of people shy away from things because they're direct marketing. I understand it, because I did for many years. But those people would miss out on lots of good products if they're completely closed to direct marketing as a distribution outlet. I've seen people give their money to doctors and practitioners who promise to get them well using strategies that have no promise of getting them well. Mm-hmm. So I just think you really need a resource. And lately, there's this buzz about cannabis. It's more than a buzz. I mean, there's a right. There's a political component to it, a legal component to it, a medical component to it. But it's in the news. And let's try to get some clarity on, you know, what's the story with this?
Yeah, I mean, think of it in two components. You have the CBD, the cannabidiol portion that really has most of the research around it to make a difference in different health conditions, downregulate inflammation, etc. And then there's the THC component that makes the whole thing fun for people, right? That's the part that affects the mind more. Now, are there certain health benefits to the THC? There are. Now, here's the problem, Phil, is that when human found out that this stuff creates this buzz and this feeling in your mind, etc., they started hybridizing and changing plants to make more of the THC that does that. So the original pot plant, the original hemp plant, actually contained very little THC in more cannabis and had more health benefits ultimately. Wasn't chemicalized, sprayed, hybridized. Sounds like our food supply, right? Well, that's exactly what we've done to this hemp plant. So today, pot is different than even Phil, the pot that you and I didn't even, you know, have a good experience with. So it's even more toxic today, if you will, for multiple reasons. Even the chemicals that they use on it that end up oxidizing when people burn it into their lungs. So there's a danger. The hybridization, making it higher levels of THC, which is a neurotoxin that creates this funny feeling in our brains. So there's multiple reasons why we need to be cautious. Now, Phil, they are selling pure cannabidiol, which is the CBD that you had mentioned. And we utilize that in our clients, patients, etc., with great results for sleep, for pain, for inflammation. I mean, all of these things for the symptoms of. Now, look, because people are now saying, well, cannabis cures this, cures that, now the FDA is stepping in. So now we have, they're trying to take it and bring it now to a, call it a medicine, if you will. In state by state, this is happening now that these regulations are coming upon this. Phil, I think we would say, yeah, maybe it's good, but maybe it's bad. It's a whole nother show.
What do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, I mean,
we've spoken in the past about things not falling into either category, mm-hmm. you know, good or bad. But, you know, are there people who will benefit from it enough that you say, hey, yeah, this should be medicinal, it should be available to everybody, or is that taking it too far?
Well, I mean, I think the cannabidiol is 100% natural, and I think they're going to be hard-pressed to call it a medication like they would like to. I think that there should be guidelines, of course. I mean, people can't, just like the network marketing thing. I think people get deceived by certain claims. I think they'll control that. And I think they should treat it, the cannabidiol just like any supplement. I think the THC, because it affects the brain, you know, that's going to be an area of debate. A little bit of THC can be beneficial for certain conditions as well. I think people would make that argument. That's why we have the medical marijuana component. But are people abusing that? Yeah, of course. And so then we get into slippy slope.
I'm reading you something from a study, 2016. I'm just going to pull out a line here. THC-dominant cannabis carries the highest risk for psychotic disorders mm-hmm. and an increased risk of psychosis. That sounds like a concern.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think some have taken the position that, look, let's just keep cannabidiol pure. You can buy pure 100% cannabidiol. We have one on our website, guaranteed 18% hemp oil. It contains 18% CBD, cannabidiol, because the hemp oil actually contains the cannabidiol. And by the way, that's another problem. People sell it. Oh, this is CBD. And meanwhile, there's 1, 2, 5%, right? Too small of an amount of matter. So, you know, we get a good one. We get a really clean one, organic 100%, because, again, I said it could carry a lot of different toxins. I think we should keep that in the supplement realm of natural things, especially if it's they have to put the percentage of CBD on there. You know, the THC, it's been some think that that's where you go into the medical side of things. You know, where if there's THC, then we can keep that the medical component.
So now I want to read you with something else, and it almost speaks to the incredible gifts of nature. And I don't really know exactly how this manifests in terms of use, but I just said that THC-dominant cannabis carries the highest risk for psychotic disorders and the increased mm-hmm. risk of psychosis, right? Now, listen to this. Cannabidiol exerts antipsychotic properties by a moderate inhibition of the FAAH enzyme. In other words, a component of it is risky,
mm-hmm.
but there's another component that, in a sense, cancels the risk.
Mm-hmm.
So when would you recommend that people, in what circumstances would you recommend that people actually get, for a medicinal purpose, cannabidiol, CBD?
Yeah, I mean, you know, real
in other words,
fast
what are they suffering from that you say, right. You know what, here's what you need mm-hmm. to try?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, people with sleep issues, it works amazing. Anxiety works amazing. Pain works amazing. I mean, so a lot of these, the gut, helping fix the gut, it works amazing. It downregulates inflammation. But, you know, to your point there, though, you know, you have one portion that cancels the effect. You know, in nature, you can see there's a balance. So when they do studies on just THC, you're going to get one thing. If studies on just CBD, you'll get another. You know, the CBD obviously is the safer portion of that, and it, you know, but put together in a plant in low amounts of THC with the CBD, again, nature knows best, right? But man has changed it. Higher levels of THC, lower levels of CBD, and there's a negative effect to that.
So overall, there are times that you would say to you don't use the word patient, you say client, right? You would say to, yeah, I understand. You're doing a lot of consulting,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm, right.
There are times that you would say to somebody, you need to get some of this oil. Are those? Would you say that? I mean, do you feel that strongly about it?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm only going to recommend the pure CBD without the
THC. Do you get resistance? Is there fear? Do people go, wait a minute, no, that's marijuana.
I think some years ago there was. Now today there's less, people are more educated. However, you know, you still get that client say, wait a minute, am I taking, you know, and you have to, you know, send them some articles, showing the difference of CBD versus THC. And then there's less pushback.
Okay. So sleep and pain, and there's some very well documented evidence about its reduction of seizures in people who have epilepsy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what I want to talk about when we come back is, should people take it if they don't have a specific ailment, just in terms of health and what we would call wellness? So we'll be back with Dr. Pop, will answer that question. Is pot good or pot bad? Right after this.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh man, I mean, we're already in the final segment. It's that guy who keeps time. He speeds it up whenever we start the show. There's lots I want to cover here, but all right. So, you know, we were talking about people having a resource, right? And a part of Dr. Papa's prescription at times for people is, you got to get some of this oil that comes from the plant from which we get marijuana, right? From the pot plant, mm-hmm. cannabis.
Yeah.
And what I asked is, okay, we spoke about when people need it therapeutically, but what about just in terms of health? You know, you mentioned antioxidants. Mm-hmm. People certainly would find benefit from antioxidants. Too much can be detrimental, but still, you would say to people, as a part of your regimen, you want to make sure you get adequate antioxidants. Does this fit in? Would you say that people should know about or consider or even try cannabis oil if they don't have a specific symptom or illness, but just in terms of being well?
Yeah, people get a benefit from it just in being well. I mean, athletes use it to recover better. Obviously, it makes them sleep deeper, but there's an anti-inflammatory component to it. So absolutely, just like anything else that downregulates inflammation will make you more healthy, right? I mean, a lot of things we do day in, day out cause inflammation. So therefore, chronic inflammation. Therefore, taking something that downregulates it can be a benefit.
So, okay, you're familiar with Seth Rogen, right?
No.
No? Seth Rogen's an actor. He's a writer. He's a movie producer. He's a pothead. I mean, he's very funny. Oh. He's very, very funny. And you've probably seen
He's
in a movie called Neighbors, and he has this really goofy laugh. But he's always high. Bill Maher. Do you know Bill Maher?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher, who does a political talk show. Very, very pro pot. And he smokes it all the time, and he talks about it. And I have friends that I grew up with. I told you there was a time that I said, this is not for me. I'm not going to do it anymore. But some of them do to this day. You know, they do. They still smoke pot from the time that they were 16. And I have to tell you, these people seem very unaffected by it. And, you know, you hear now it burns you out, it kills brain cells. Do you think there are some people that just have a greater tolerance than other people?
Well, I mean, I think that would be the answer is yes. You know, obviously, just like alcohol, right? Some people have a greater tolerance. Some people it affects more negatively. You know, when you look at studies on THC, it does shrink the brain. It does cause a slower response of the brain. You know, is that going to be more pronounced in certain people versus others? Yes. Does it lower testosterone? Yes. You know, it's interesting because THC in girls causes the munchies and they put on weight. In boys, it makes them skinny fat. So they lose muscle because of the drop in testosterone. You know, so we know THC has those effects. So if we're breeding plants and things that have more THC, you're going to see a greater effect. You know, is the effect purely hormonal? Is the effect purely based on lowering testosterone? Is the effect, you know, again, there's a lot of factors in all of those things. However, again, as we breed more THC in things, you know, you're going to affect your body chemistry, and it could be very bad for people. And you can tell. I can tell people who smoke pot. I can tell Bill Maher smokes pot. I can just tell that, you know, just something about the way they present themselves. And again, you know, is that 100% across the board? No. But, you know, is it having an effect on everyone's brain? It is.
You know, when I was in high school, I was, I thought I was cool, but I looked back and I was really such a dork. I thought I was smart, but I looked back and I was really not all that bright. You know, but at the time I was very sure of myself. And, the hottest girl in my school. Every day after school, she would stand on the corner and her boyfriend would pick her up in a Corvette and just drive away. And he was a college guy, right? So I always just said I want to talk to her. I just could never get up the courage, but I just wanted to talk to her. And once my teacher, for some reason, sat me next to her, and I thought, oh, this is great. This is my chance. So I'm looking, and she's writing on her book, like scribbling. Get a notebook, right? And you write on, people would write on the front. And right. She's scribbling a logo of The Who. So I go, oh, you like The Who? Which was really a good line, right? So she goes, I love The Who. I go, me too. I love The Who. Anyway, I got tickets to The Who concert at Madison Square Garden, and I asked her to go with me, and she said yes. So this was going to be like the greatest day of my life thus far, right? I'm taking the hottest girl in the school, whose name I don't want to mention because who knows where she is today. Hottest girl in the school. And I'm taking her. I don't have a car, so we take the Long Island Railroad into Penn Station, which is where Madison Square Garden is. And I'm there, and I'm actually holding her hand, and this is like a dream come true for me. And before we go into the concert, she takes out some pot. She goes, you want to smoke some? Now, you know what? Part of me was going to go, yeah, because I wanted to be like with her doing what she's doing. But another part is, no, I want to be really clear on this. I mean, this is a moment in my life. I don't want to cloud it up, you know? So she said, it's angel dust. And I go, no, I don't want, you know, let's go in. Sure. She goes, no, I'm going to smoke it. So she takes out a pipe and she smokes it. And now we go to the concert. And she's loving the concert. And she's like giving me hugs and little kiss here and there. This is great. I mean, I cannot believe that this is really happening to me. And the concert's over and she starts walking out really fast. And, you know, it's a crowd of people and I can't even see her. She's like three steps ahead of me, but she's squeezing my hand. I'm going, she can't wait to get back. This is exciting. I can't wait. You know, she wants to go back to go to bed with me. I can't believe it. And then all of a sudden the crowd just like forms a circle and she's in the middle of it throwing up in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, God.
And the whole way home on the train, every time the doors open, she's sticking her head out, throwing out. And you saw, you know, in my mind, the most beautiful girl just turn into this. Anyway, that was kind of one of the things that just turned me off about pot. I go, why would people, you know, do that to themselves? So it's interesting because we form our perceptions. Just like I said, I had a perception about multi-level marketing, but it took something to change it, you know? And I always had this thing about pot is like, why do people do that? Why aren't they clear? Why don't they enjoy the moment? Why do they need this thing? But now it's a whole different perspective. So I also think when I say you need a resource, don't hold tight to perspectives that don't serve you anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, if I held tight to that never do multi-level marketing, I never would have connected with Jordan Rubin's products.
Right. Yeah, so, let me tell you two different stories of cannabidiol, right? One being mine. So I take it. I really don't. This is pure cannabidiol now, not the THC portion. I don't really notice anything psychologically, sleep, anxiety, nothing. I don't notice a calming. However, when I had severe back pain, I took it, and it made a big difference for me. As a matter of fact, it enabled me to do a flight that I probably wouldn't have been able to do. And then there's our friend Warren. Warren takes cannabidiol, and he notices this calming effect, and he sleeps better. Now, you know my personality, and you know Warren's personality. Does that surprise you?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so personality plays a big difference, right? Warren is, our listeners don't know Warren, but Warren is definitely a high-strung dude. Would you say that's true?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, Warren is in sympathetic dominance. There was this test that we did on him called the Heart Quest, and it looks at heart rate variability. And the guy did the test and said, oh, my gosh, dude, you know, if you don't change your ways, you're going to be dead in 10, 20 years. You know, it's like you're driving sympathetic. I mean, he's wound a little tight,
yeah.
He's wound a little tight, okay, yeah. And Warren would admit that if he was on our call today. We'll bring him on sometime for some laughs and fun. But, when Warren takes cannabidiol, it brings him down. So, I mean, to go back to the people who smoke pot and go, oh, my gosh, I function better. Yeah, they may have a little Warren in them. But people like me, it takes me down. I mean, you know, it's not good. I mean, the cannabidiol, I just don't notice anything unless I have a hyper pain situation, hyper inflammation situation. You know, and likewise with my clients who I put it on. Some people have this dramatic effect. And other people go, well, I really don't notice much. So there you go. There's my take.
So do you recommend the girl that I took to the Who concert start to use it? The No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it sounds like she's done a lot of drugs in her life. I don't know when it stopped, if it has. So I recommend cannabidiol, pure CBD cannabidiol. Yes,
I'm inclined to look her up on Facebook now that I just brought her back into my memory. But probably better that I don't, right?
Probably
much better
best
that I don't.
Yeah.
Dr. Poppy, you know what would be valuable, and I'm sure we don't have time for it today, but a sort of checklist, and I think this would really be valuable for most things that are sold as nutraceuticals or kind of high-level supplements, a kind of checklist where is it right for you and you can't tell until you try it. Do you know what I mean? Like what we spoke about is some people do have a higher tolerance. Some people do have a different threshold. Some people will get a therapeutic effect while other people won't. You know, how do you kind of ease into the experimentation without hurting yourself? And I think that would really serve people. But can you give it, is there a guideline or two just in the little time we have left? I mean, if somebody's listening, they go, you know what? I do get migraines and I am sort of high wound pretty tight. You know, I am in sympathetic dominance. But how can I know if this is for me or not? Is there sort of a protocol to test the waters and see if you're going to be responsive?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you're getting pure cannabidiol, I think it's safe for anyone to try and just see your response. A dose of just even 5 milligrams to 15 milligrams as a starting point is a great place to start. If you have pain, it's a great thing to do. If you have anxiety, sleep, absolutely jump in. But again, a lot of athletes take it just to downregulate inflammation and be healthier. So there you
have it. Hey, Dan, I got to go. I got to take care of my pot plants. I'll talk to you on the next show. This is Health Seekers Radio. Bye-bye, everybody.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.